Whether you like your racing up top on the cushion or tearing up the pavement, you've come to the right place. This is PRN at the Track, a show dedicated to the roots of racing. PRN at the Track is brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. Now here's your host, Lenny Baticki.
Welcome to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Char-grilled hamburgers, ice-cold Coca-Cola, and much more. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. I'm Lenny Baticki. Coming up in this show, we'll chat with Anderson winner J.P. Crabtree. Then we'll speak with the winner from Fremont, Darren Nida, and we'll have a conversation with Attica's winner, Rusty Schlenk. But first, let's get to our What's Hot. We'll start out of Pennsylvania at Lernerville. Parker Price Miller parks it in victory lane. Max Blair gets the checkers at Tri-City and Erie's. Zach Kane wins Pittsburgh. Bedford goes to Spike Moore. Lear victorious at Dog Hollow. Audie the same at J-Town. And Werginis wins Blanket Hill. Ohio Valley Speedway in West Virginia to Tyler Carpenter. Donnie Dotson gets the win at Tyler County. Independence, Iowa to Dallin Murdy. Brian Brown back in victory lane at Knoxville. Davenport to Paul Nienheiser. Frankel wins Lee County 34 Raceway to Miller. Missouri at I-55 to Darren Klein. Asher wins Farmington Empire. Now to Ohio, the voice of Mike Goins from the Thunder Car feature at Shady Bowl.
Hunter Hicks going to go to the outside of Corey Wooten side by side through 3 and 4. Going to be a drag race to the line. Who's going to get it? Hunter Hicks going to take the win. Corey Wooten in second.
Lima Land to Bryce Massagill. A.J. Flick, the winner at Sharon. Atomic to Rice. Moore wins Wayne County. Rock Castle, Kentucky to Garrett Smith. Jimmy Owens in victory lane at Lake Cumberland. Mountain Motor and 191 to Oscar McCown. Crooks wins Mudlick. While Thunder Mountain, its walls. Dietz wins Florence. Willard to Wagner. Highland, Illinois to D. Schwartz. Neil Allison wins a pair at Macon. Jacksonville to Armitage. Lucas Series at Farmer City to RTJ. While at Fairbury, it's Davenport. Harrison wins Brownstown. Peoria to the A-Dog. And Day victorious at Granite City. Bloomington, Indiana, and Hobstad to Kyle Cummins. Alex Ware wins Salem. Montpelier to Sherman. Hoyer gets the win at Lincoln Park. Paragon the victory to Lewis. And Gilpin wins Brownstown. And joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the newest winner in the JEGS CRA Racing All-Stars Tour. He won the 100-lap event at Anderson Speedway last weekend, J.P. Crabtree. Hey, J.P., I heard it had drama before the thing even started. What was this? You were going home? You weren't even going to run the race? What happened?
We had just some mechanical issues with the car. It wasn't running right, and I told the guys, just load it up. It's not worth our time to, you know, try to figure out this problem that we've tried to diagnose for 4 races in the past.
Wow. J.P. Crabtree ready to just say enough is enough and go home and just call it a day. But that crew held on. He is our guest, by the way, J.P., on the ProFabrication.com hotline, as it all worked out to take the JEGS CRA win at Anderson Speedway last weekend. But I understand not only the crew was not going to hear that they had to go home, that you had a big voice in your life that said, wait a minute, son. What was that?
No, that had been my dad, Jimmy Crabtree. He kind of got the team all rallied together and basically said that, you know, hey, we need to still work on this. There's plenty of time left. The race hasn't started yet. So they put their heads down and they went to work and started going through the process of elimination. And we got it fixed right out of the nick of time because the cars was rolling out to the grid. And we were still up on jack stands, you know, trying to do our last few adjustments on hoping to get this problem solved. And everybody, we got it all figured out and got out to the track.
And he did. And once he got there, a car was working through traffic. J.P. Crabtree, JEGS CRA All-Star Tour 100-lap event at Anderson Speedway, winner on the ProFabrication.com hotline. ProFabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces, including Gasco gaskets, available at ProFabrication.com. So you're working your way through 100 laps, a little bit of time to get things done on a track you know really well. But with 15 to go, you finally got the lead, but the battle wasn't over there yet. How do you continue to hit your marks when you've had to fight your way all the way through and now you've got a guy trying to take it back away from you? What were those last 15 laps like?
You know, to be honest with you, the last 20 laps, I can't say that I really remember it. It was almost like I was just so in the zone and blacked out and focused on what we were there to do, and that was to win the race. And that caution with 20 to go put us in a perfect spot for us to be in third and get second right off the bat, and then track down the leader and essentially make the pass on lap 15. And then from there on, it was just make sure you hit your marks and stay on the bottom. And if they're going to pass you, make them go around you on the outside. Keegan Sabillo did a great job kind of moving me off the bottom, got underneath of me. At one point, I was like, I let my team down, you know, and I was like, just keep your mind going here. Let's just hit our marks. And we were able to drive back around him on the outside to take us on the victory lane.
He definitely did not let his team down, and his team and dad wouldn't let him, as they kept that car ready to go and got it ready to go to win the JEG CRA Racing All-Stars Tour 100 lap event at Anderson last weekend with our guest JP Crabtree driving it to victory. How about it when you took the checkers and you're coming down towards victory lane, and you know that crew were the ones that they said, wait, we're going to fight this battle, and now you're bringing them the car in victory lane. How does that emotion play out?
It's surreal. I mean, just coming to the white flag, I mean, just knowing that, like, hey, we have a few more corners left and we did it. And then to cross the line and, you know, dropping the window net down and seeing all the fans cheering around the racetrack, because with me kind of having the home field advantage, you know, everybody's cheering and the crew's up on the fence, you know, it was like, is this even real? You know, I mean, it gets me emotional, and talking about it right now, I've got cold chills right now just thinking about how special that moment I'm going to cherish for a long time.
And this was with, if you were in other sports, you maybe a new tennis racket, a new set of golf clubs, a new framework, a new chassis you brought to victory lane the first time.
Yeah, so we're one for one with a brand new race car. I mean, how cool is that? You know, to go out and get a new car, and a car that's not really out there to many people yet, and to kind of take it to victory lane first time out was super special.
Wow, a prototype pilot with his crew behind him and his dad right there with him, taking the JEG CRA All-Stars 100 lap event at Anderson last weekend. Our guest on the ProFab Hotline, JP Crabtree. Where can we follow you the rest of the season on the internet? Where are you at?
On Facebook, you can find me at JP Crabtree. I've also got an Instagram, jcrabtree83. And then you can just follow me. I'm going to be going with the CRA for the most part, doing the JEG stuff. So our next race will be in Owosso, Michigan on Memorial Day.
JP, thanks for joining us on the ProFab Hotline. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
PRN's At the Track returns in just a moment. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Get your NASCAR fix with PRN's Garage Pass.
It's hard to just turn it around in 1 week, but I wouldn't be shocked if we did.
I don't think the results have been what we have hoped for or expected, but I think the potential in the cars and the speed has been pretty good.
You know, it's a big deal already, so that's a, you know, big positive for us. So I think now it's just about working together and getting better.
I think the Penske cars are still elite when it comes to plate racing.
Hi, I'm Mark Garrow, tracking the latest racing news every weekday.
Anytime you get somebody at the front of the pack who's not used to running up there and who's not been there, the established names are going to scream. They're going to cry. They're going to whine. Oh, there's somebody else coming up here to get my trophy and get my money. It's Carson Hocevar. What's he doing up here? He had just as much right to get in there and force the issue. And if not for the caution, he's a race winner.
Hey, this is Doug Rice of the Performance Racing Network. That's Fast Talk right here on PRN.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the profabrication.com hotline after his first big win at Fremont Speedway in Ohio, Darren Nida. Hey, Darren, welcome to the show. The track's got so much history for your family. I want to find out about that. But first off, the event itself starting fourth and ending up in front of guys like Craig Mintz, Cap Henry, Bryce Lucius, DJ Foose, Casey, Nate, all of them. I mean, that is an impressive field to grab your first win there at Fremont. How did the race play out, though, that we wouldn't have seen in the line scoring and things like that? How was it behind the wheel?
It was an exciting race. There was a lot of yellows that kind of had me stalled out and a lot of different times where I felt like I had good runs on Craig for the lead. But right from the get-go, my guys had me really good. We went down into turn one and drove around Nate Dussel. And then down into three, I picked off Mike Keegan for second. So I felt like we were in really good position right from the start. I guess it really took me till later in the race to get by Craig. There was a lot of attrition. A lot of guys would just make mistakes and spin out or get into it with another guy and end up upside down or whatever it may be. But there was a lot of times where I felt like we'd had really good runs on Craig for the lead, and then the yellow would come out and the red would come out, and that would all get negated.
Hey, I want to ask you something. Darren Nida on the profabrication.com hotline wins his first race in a 410 sprint car at Fremont. And, you know, you're fighting through all this, and you're stalling out and cautions this, that, and the other, but you're close. You're still there. You're right there. Are you feeling like, man, this could be my first win here? Is any of that starting to, you know, go through your mind that I've got to do one more thing to get this?
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we were a lot better than Craig was just race car wise. And Craig did a really good job the entire race. There was multiple moments where I'd have runs on him, or even I think it was on lap 11, I drove by him down the back stretch and I thought, man, I'm finally clear of him. I can hammer this thing as hard as I can go and run my line and control my race. And then we come out of turn four and the yellow comes out. So I had to go back to second, and he was really good on restarts. And he would just get through four so good on restarts where I really struggled to keep up with him. But as soon as we were green for a couple laps, I felt like I'd be right back to him. And then I could just pace him really well and be all over him, so that as soon as he made that mistake, I was there to pounce.
Well, and pounce.
It was just
pounce he did. Darren Nida on the profabrication.com hotline, winning at Fremont in his first time. And the story goes so much for more than even you know what we're about to talk in Victory Lane. This track and the history of Darren's family, something else. But Profabrication, we were talking about them. Profabrication headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, just a click of a mouse away, including the new Gasco gaskets at profabrication.com. So you win the thing, you finally get it done, the checkered fall, and now mom, dad, family are starting to go to Victory Lane at a track that your grandfather was track champion in the 70s, your great-grandfather, I mean, the history there. What are those moments like? You're looking out, and you can see them, and they're waiting for you to get there. What are you seeing, and what's starting to go through your head? Now this ain't just a win. This is family.
It was really cool because my dad had raced there, I guess not a ton through his career, but it was a place that was special to him just because he grew up there. And I wish I could add my grandpa there too, because it was cool that he won a track championship there. And I think it was 78. So yeah, me and Brian Liskow were talking about it in Victory Lane, just about how cool it is to finally get it done at a place that means so much to not only me, but my family as well. I raced there a lot, really from the start of my career. And it just seemed like I had multiple opportunities where, man, this might be the night. Just something would happen, or I'd make a mistake and I'd give all that up. Yeah, it was great to get a win somewhere that my grandpa's got a lot of laps at. My grandpa's in there in the history books. And I remember going there for his Hall of Fame induction and just so many different moments, not only throughout my life, but throughout the history of my family that made it really special.
That moment there, and we're chatting with Darren Nida, the winner at Fremont, his grandfather, the 78 sprint car champion at the track, his father raced there, great-grandfather, a part of the racing community as well. And you look over And you get a really special moment that not a lot of racers get. You get to look and see tears of joy from your dad and balancing out that his son just won at the track. His dad was track champion. What did that mean to you to look over to see him in that hug that I'm sure you guys shared there at that moment? How big was that for you?
It was huge. We won a lot of races together when we ran Mike Rose, and we were always happy then. And we've run quite a few times over at Butler, and we've won that down at Lincoln Park in Indiana. And he's always been super happy, and he's always been the first guy there to give me a big hug. So I knew that was coming, but it was just special to see him so happy because I think that place just means so much to him. He's raced there, and I know he's been close a couple times too, and he just, every time he got the opportunity to race a 410 there, it seems like something would happen in June or July, and he'd be sitting out the rest of the year. So his time there was really limited, even though he had multiple opportunities to go race there for a full season. So I know that meant a lot to him, and it was just cool to see him so happy and so proud down in Victory Lane.
Well, you've done the family proud for generations. Darren Nida on the profabrication.com hotline. Family history at the Fremont Track in Ohio, and now a new chapter is written with Darren taking the victory last week at Fremont Speedway. You're going to the All-Star Circuit of Champions. We want to follow this journey as it goes. Where can we see you on the internet to keep up with your happenings?
Yeah, you can follow me on Facebook at Darren Nida Racing. We post all our schedule updates there and results from how the night have gone. You can follow my personal Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's all just Darren Nida, just my name.
Solid family history, winning, love, affection, and the desire to be together all the way through Victory Lane and those tears of joy. Darren Nida, our guest on the ProFab Hotline, thanks for joining us. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
The speed, the drama, the only NASCAR race in California. The Toyota Save Mart 350 NASCAR Weekend rolls into Sonoma Raceway July 11th through 13th. 3 days of high-speed thrills, edge-of-your-seat action, and family fun in the heart of wine country. Bring the whole family. Kids tickets start at just $10. Don't miss NASCAR's biggest stars battling for victory. Get your tickets now at SonomaRaceway.com. This is NASCAR. This is California. This is Sonoma.
There's more at the track in just a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Hey, it's Charlie and Debbie, along with NASCAR legend Kyle Petty, inviting you to join us for Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown.
Each week, we'll put it in reverse and take a trip down memory lane, looking back at that week's top 20 country songs from years past.
We'll dive into what made those songs and artists move the needle, what pop culture trends made those years unique.
And you'll get to hear me tell stories only I can tell.
So don't miss Kyle Petty's Back Then Again Country Countdown right here each week.
It's hard to believe in this day and age in the United States of America that children are hungry.
Our time on this planet is short. We have to give back to those in need.
Every child has a chance, no matter what obstacles they may encounter.
Never have we been taxed more as a society to help kids the way we are right now.
At Speedway Children's Charities,
our mission is simple.
Help every child we can.
Because all children
deserve joy
and hope
and love.
Cookout, always fresh, never frozen char-grilled hamburgers. Stop by Cookout for a cookout tray and ice-cold Coca-Cola. Cookout, awesome food at max speed. Welcome back to PRN at the Track, presented by Cookout. Joining us now on the ProFabrication.com hotline, the 2024 Ironman Series champion and now 5 events in a row in the dirt late model division at Attica in Ohio. Rusty Schlenk. Hey, Rusty, welcome to the show. You sure are hurting those guys' fields at Attica. But before we get there, how big of a deal was it to earn the Ironman Championship last year? That series is really coming on.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks for having me on. No, it was awesome. That's what we set out to do. Tilly's done a heck of a job putting that deal together. And I think he's just going to keep growing on it every year. I look forward to what the future brings for that series, because it's they play well. They go to a bunch of pretty cool racetracks, and they get a bunch of good race cars pretty much everywhere we go. Man, we have a good car count, and it means a lot to be able to drive around the 4 or 5 different states we go to, and the hundreds of different cars that we get thrown up against every week, and to be able to come out on top of all that, it means quite a bit.
Yeah, the history made last year, the Schlenk name, Rusty Schlenk, the Ironman Series champion from 2024, currently sitting second in points to Colton Burdette as the series continues on. Will you continue with all the success at Attica? Will you continue to chase the Ironman and back up this title?
Well, yeah, that's the plan. We plan on traveling the whole series. We may have to miss a few races here or there with the Ironman, but they do an 80% deal. So if I have to miss a couple, it won't kill us. But no, I don't plan on running for points at Attica. We race there on our off nights, and it just happened that we were able to be at the first 5. Actually, we're going to be there again this weekend, so hopefully we can go 6 in a row.
Wow. Well, the collective breath and sigh came that you heard in the background was from all those Attica racers that said, finally, sometime, he's not going to be here, and they'll get their shot. But 5 times in a row at Attica, our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline, Rusty Schlenk, has ended up in victory lane to get that big old hug from Brian Lusky, the announcer there, the victory lane interview and such. Always a good time at that track. But speaking of ProFabrication, headers, exhaust, all the parts and pieces that go with it, a click of a mouse away, including the brand new Gasco gaskets available at profabrication.com. Now, this 5th one that you got, it didn't seem like an easy one. Everything I heard, and the accolades, restart for the ages, you went from 100th to 1st or something in that final restart. What's going through your head there, as the caution flies and you got to slow down and you're not where you want to be, I would think, on the front row? How are you collecting all this and going, well, and maybe it's only 4 in a row and I end up 4th? What's going on in the helmet as you're trying to get collected for the restart?
I can tell you when we were coming across the line before we took the caution on lap 21 there, lap 22, whatever it was, I was settled into 5th, maybe 4th, you know what I mean? I thought maybe I could pick off one more car, but I just, we weren't that good. We missed the setup a little bit. I got way too tight, and I just kind of along for the ride, and thought we finally gave one up. But that caution came out, and anybody that knows me knows that I don't give up. So when we bunched them cars up on that restart, and I can see the lead about 40 feet in front of me, you know what I mean? It's
it's go time in a big way.
Yeah, I knew the cushion was kind of treacherous. I couldn't run it every lap. I kind of had to pull off the cushion a little bit and run around the bottom into the middle, and I was too tight to be up there, and it was kind of treacherous. And I knew if I ran it every lap, I was going to end up giving up a bunch of spots and messing up and making mistakes. So I just kind of settled in for a top 5. But man, when that caution came out, I was like, man, I think if these guys go to the bottom, like I think they're going to on this restart, I think I got a shot. If I can put 3 good laps together, I don't have to do 25 anymore. I've only got to do 3. So if I can do 3 without messing up on that cushion, I think we can win this thing. So
and win it he did. They call it a restart for the ages. Up high, wide, and handsome, Rusty Schlenk taking his 5th victory in a row in the dirt late model at Attica Raceway. Our guest on the ProFabrication.com hotline. Being up there high with those last 3 laps and the wildness that went on there, could you feel and see the fans erupting to what was going on with you being the guy now taking the lead?
I couldn't feel nothing or hear nothing over my heart pounding, man. when you're ripping the cushion like that, as hard as I had to for the last 3 laps, it gets the adrenaline flowing pretty good. So we could definitely feel the excitement in the crowd when I got out of the car. But man, it's I was more concentrated on trying to hit my marks and make sure I didn't mess up for those 3 laps. I knew as long as I nailed 6 corners, we had a shot at winning it. And It came literally right down to the last 10 feet.
Well, he got it by that much. Rusty Schlenk, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline. 5 in a row at Attica for the 2024 Ironman Series champion, continuing his ways. And restarts we see a lot on the Sunday TV, and everybody always talks about restarts no matter what, you know, track or kind of track it is. What is a way to prepare for that? I mean, do you walk down your hallway and kind of stop and then try to walk again? What are some of the basics you tell young drivers on what they should be doing to prepare for restarts?
The biggest thing is you have to be ready, and you have to be able to anticipate what the guys in front of you are going to do. And don't be right up. My biggest rule is don't be right up under their bumper. Cause if you're tucked up under the bumper, I see that mistake so many times. If you're tucked up under the guy's bumper in front of you, you can't go any faster than they're going to go. So you can't anticipate them. So I try to leave a couple feet there and always try to anticipate the start a little bit. And, the biggest thing is kind of knowing your racers. The more you race with them, you know how they start, you know what they're going to do after they cross that start cone, you know what direction they're going to go. So, It just happened that I'd been watching those guys for a few laps, and I knew what they were going to do. I knew they were all going to dive to the bottom going into one. And as long as I timed it and left enough gap, I could get that run on the top. And it's just a timing deal on them restarts. If you don't, as long as you time everything good and leave enough gap that you can, when they peel off to go to the bottom, I had a good enough run on the top where I didn't have to slow down or check up, and it allowed me to.
Well, pass them he did, and those six corners in front of him clicked them off each time, came around, and by 9-10 feet or so, took the victory 5 in a row at Attica, our guest on the profabrication.com hotline, Rusty Schlenk. Rusty, thanks for taking the time to chat with us. We look forward to more victories this year and defending that Ironman Series championship on top of it. Thanks for taking the time. Fans, stay with us. We'll be right back with more of PRN at the track.
Hey, Joey Logano here. My pit stop's outside of the track, fueling up with a hunk of pizza from Hunt Brothers Pizza, the fastest on-the-go option for the champion and everyone. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
When you're hungry and nothing but the best will do, there's Cookout. Mouth-watering, fresh off the grill burgers, chicken, barbecue, tempting fries, onion rings, and hush puppies, and the best combos in town, topped off with a thick, creamy milkshake, soda, or huge Southern-style tea. Oh man, I gotta have some Cookout. It's the place that cares about the quality of its food and service, and has for over 35 years. Check out the menu at cookout.com and head on over to your nearest Cookout.
We've got more PRNs at the track in a moment on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
A NASCAR memory with Doug Rice and Kyle Petty.
They established the Hall of Fame. First two people that get in, besides your dad, is Bill France Sr. and yep. Bill Jr. Your time behind the wheel overlapped with Bill Jr., didn't
yes,
it?
Yes, for sure. For sure. I was called to the truck many times while Bill Jr. was in there. But you know what? What I remember about Bill Jr. as much as anything was being a kid and him sitting and talking to my dad or talking to my granddad. And Bill Sr. would be in some of those conversations, but you'd sit down at the racetrack and they would talk about where the sport was and where the sport was going. Bill was never satisfied with where the sport was. And that is the one thing that I came to admire about him. At the time, I didn't. At the time, I didn't appreciate it as much. But, you know, I'll never forget, we were doing some stuff and I was driving for Felix and I was called to the truck and I was reminded gently by Bill France Jr. that this was his sport. And if I would like to participate in his sport, that I needed to kind of change my ways. And I changed my ways so that I could participate in his sport.
Hunt Brothers Pizza always offers all toppings at no extra charge. That's 1,024 topping combinations at one price. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit huntbrotherspizza.com to find your next pizza. Now, there's some great races going on at North Wilkesboro Speedway this weekend, but if you're not nearby, make sure you get out and support grassroots racing at your home track or maybe at another one. Thank you for listening. I'm Lenny Baticki. We'll see you next time at the track. So long.
PRN at the track was brought to you by Cookout, fresh shakes, burgers, and barbecue. And by Hunt Brothers Pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.